you and Coach Holtis back once again doing the seniors. Didn't think it was going to happen, but hey, some rules slid by, some restrictions slid by. I don't know, you and Jeff are happy. Good to get to some kids. Not normal schedule, no postseason, but hey, you're going to get a chance to coach these guys this summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We've kind of been sitting in limbo for a long time, and there's a lot of disappointment, you know, from us and the kids. And early on, we had no idea, you know, really what was going to happen. And, you know, luckily, I guess, you know, best case scenario, under the circumstances we're in, probably happened. And, you know, we got a lot of support from our Legion board and even the Nebraska State Legion. We're able to open things up enough to let us schedule and go ahead and play some games. You know, unfortunate with the way we kind of had to reschedule everything. But, you know, it worked out. We've got a good slate of games, both juniors and seniors. And, you know, it's probably best, you know, for the kids that this is their last year. And, you know, finally get a way to go out rather than not even see the field again. I can't imagine how those kids would feel if, you know, they missed out on that last opportunity to play baseball this summer.
Scheduling was, I'm sure, the toughest because maybe not all the teams you normally play. Maybe decided to field a team, and I know tournaments were pretty much out, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm sure scheduling, you did what you could.
Yeah, you know, scheduling is tough, but you know, luckily there's a lot of teams out there kind of following obviously the same restrictions we are from the state and also, you know, locally. But yeah, it was a little bit of a headache. We had to kind of reschedule. You know, we usually play your standard junior senior doubleheaders, and our board kind of directed that they wanted to play only junior and only senior doubleheaders, so we kind of had to pretty much redo our whole schedule. But luckily it worked out, and we found enough teams to fill that schedule. And you know, it was difficult obviously with the eastern teams and where this COVID thing kind of affected, you know, more than it did out here in southwest Nebraska, where all your Lincoln and Omaha teams aren't going to play outside the city limits, and then there's even some Class B teams out east that aren't going to field the team, or still, at least as of today, still struggling to field the team. So no, I think we got lucky under the circumstances that we're in to actually get the schedule that we did and be able to play and field 24 games and, you know, with competitive teams and still not having that tournament. Obviously, tournaments takes away that competition level a little bit, but, you know, it's better than nothing at this point, and that's kind of what we're telling the kids.
And you've got some great kids back. Boy, that's some of those last-year guys. You wanted them to have a chance to play that last year and see what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great group of kids coming back, and you know, expectations, as always, were very high for the summer before all this hit. And you know, kind of what we've told the kids already is those expectations haven't changed. They still need to go out and compete and prove themselves on the field. And you know, some of those kids, I just can't imagine. It's crazy to think that, you know, that core group of kids that we have coming back haven't competed since basketball season and haven't really been able to do anything. It's kind of going to be a hard balance for us all summer long to play the games that we do have and get in some practices. And also, since things have been lifted a little bit, give the kids, you know, a summer. They have kind of been cooped up doing the online school thing and, you know, maybe working some jobs here and there. But things haven't been open enough to go out and do what they want to do. So we kind of need to find that balance between all of it and make it a good summer for all of them.
Got about 2 weeks before that first game at home against Elwood Eustis, so I'm sure trying to get as much practice time as you can.
Yeah, we're trying. Like I said, we got our restrictions and everything lifted, and city gave us the okay, and then we got rain for two nights in a row, so haven't actually got out and got any practicing done, but hopefully tonight, you know, things will be well enough that we can get out there and get the guys together and get some practices started, get some arms in shape, and, you know, probably get the guys conditioned as much and as hard as we can for 2 weeks so that we're ready on the 19th.
How many guys on this MLB roster, again, for this schedule?
We're sitting at 12 right now. There's a chance we could have a 13th, kind of waiting in limbo on a kid to decide between work and what he wants to do this summer. But we'll have a good group of 12 guys, three or four of them that will be moved up with us in the postseason last year. Not only will they be moving up, but they're going to be asked to fill some roles for us, you know, probably starting. Joey Gonzalez and Jacobs will probably step in and fill our second base and third base roles, depending on what Joel Carter ends up deciding to do. But you know, we'll have some spots that will be open, and kids will compete to get those positions filled, and it should be an exciting summer.
I was going to ask you, what's the ratio of seniors who've already done it? And you mentioned that you are going to have a couple of juniors last year stepping into big-time roles as first-year starters, seniors this year, aren't they?
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see, you know, what those kids can do. Obviously, we try to get them in a little bit towards the end of the year when they moved up last year. But know, it'll be a change for them. They're going to be asked to step up early and see what they can do. And, you know, maybe the silver lining in all of this is, you know, not that it doesn't mean anything, but these games, obviously, since there's no postseason and you're not playing anything at the end of the year, that, you know, it would be good experience for those kids to see if they can compete and at that level and what they'll be comfortable doing, you know, obviously not thinking too far ahead, but thinking about next summer and what positions they can fill.